Happy Thursday to you, and I hope you are having a lovely day. So I hope you enjoyed as well yesterday's small exercise on judgment. If you didn't get a chance to listen, you can go back and listen. But to help you with that, you'll see below this audio, there's a small link to a worksheet which will open up in Word form. If you have documents on your smartphone, you can open it up on that as well and actually type into it. Or if you have a printer, you can print it off and put pen to paper, which can be actually a lot more beneficial when you're writing stuff down physically and seeing it right in front of you on the paper. And that is just to go back over the judgment statement you wrote yesterday. So to focus in on somebody that you're judging or that is frustrating you, and to recognize maybe there's some aspects there about yourself that are in that. It mightn't be the whole part of your statement, but some of it might come back to you. So I've explained that in the worksheet. And today as well, the things we talk about now in this teaching is the worksheet is also going to incorporate that. I'm going to try and do a worksheet a week. Some of you mightn't be interested in it at all, and the audio is enough, but I do think it's beneficial. Get yourself a little folder if you could and print them off once a week and write them down. I think you'll find you'll have better progression when you're taking the time to sit down and put pen to paper. So today I want you to think about who you would be without judgment. And this is a kind of a hard one. So we've talked about when we judge somebody else, in fact, it's mirroring back something that might need to be healed within us. So we might find ourselves frustrated at somebody because they're triggering something in us that we know we need to sort out. But our conscious mind might know that, it's our subconscious might. So when you go through your statements, you might say, well, that doesn't have anything to do with me. I'm not negative. I'm not draining. I'm not this. I'm not that. But actually just think about it. There might be just one small piece in there that you're not aware of. And when we let go of judgment of others, it actually can be so freeing. Like personally for me, and I suppose it's down to the line of work I'm in where I'm asked for guidance all the time, and I'm in this job of, you know, trying to help people or give advice. And I can find sometimes in like my friend relationships or my family relationships that I wouldn't try to be pushy. I really, really wouldn't. But probably more of family, if I'm a bit more relaxed, I'd be like, oh, you should do this, you should do that. And I mightn't take the advice myself. But what can happen is when we get so het up in ourselves about how we think somebody else should be living their life, it is actually very draining. And I read a really good book last year where it was saying, like, if you just mind your own business and let go of judgment. And judgment also is gossiping. The energy you will feel if you let go of that is really, really freeing. And it's like, stay in your own lane, stay in your own business. The only person you should be concerned about is actually yourself. And then it comes to the judgment of yourself, you know. So if you're spending a lot of time being critical of you, forget about anybody else, critical of yourself, judging your decisions, judging your mistakes, judging your regrets, judging what you're about to do, it really is showing a lack of self-belief, probably a disconnect from your own emotional self in terms of being able to trust and listen to your own instincts. I know as well for like a long time when I moved into this area of like spiritual, it's kind of actually the holistic area more so, I was completely new in it. I had come from working in law, studying to be a solicitor, and I came from that. And then when I moved into this area, which I loved, I really looked up to people who could teach me other things about the area or how to work in it or how to be in it. And sometimes what we do is we put people up on a pedestal as well. Like, we're all equal to each other, and we can end up looking to others and thinking, oh, well, what they're saying is right. And what you can do with guidance and advice from people is take it all and then break it down and decipher for yourself whether it's right for you. But sometimes if you're putting so much energy into, well, that person told me I better do it, and they know more than me, you end up just not listening to yourself, and you end up not listening to your gut feeling, and you actually veer off track. So when we release a judgment of ourselves and of others, and let go of gossip as well, like, how bad do you feel when you gossip about somebody or even a group of people? I know that I do this, and I never feel good. I never walk away feeling like really empowered by, you know, bringing somebody else down. I might be talking about somebody that's hurt me or someone that's frustrating me, but I still don't feel good about it. And I think this drains our energies. And I think all of this is about our self-confidence, our self-belief, about building ourselves up and building other people up. So today I want you to think about, who would you be without judgment? So I'm going to do a free writing exercise on this. You can either do this in your mind of saying, okay, I would be without judgment, I would be dot, 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 and fill in the blank, or write it down and just allow whatever comes out of your mind. I would feel freer. I would feel better in myself. I would, you know, compliment people more. I would show them that they care. I would like myself more. I would have better self-care of myself. I would prosper. I would grow. I would expand. You know, there's a lot of things. And like I said yesterday, judgment is normal. The minute you meet someone, you're judging them. That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. You're just like making a judgment. In that minute, you are already deciding what you think of the person, what the energy you get off somebody. We can make judgments without even somebody opening their mouth. And we just, you know, I definitely feel like if you're intuitive in any way, you can get a feeling about somebody. So that's a judgment. And again, that doesn't mean it's bad. We need to judge. It's like our safety, our protection. But when we kind of are tearing somebody down or allowing somebody else's energy to affect so much that we are tearing them down in our minds, ultimately it only comes back to us. So what I want you to feel when we're free of judgment and free of judgment toward yourself and others is literally a sense of freedom and a sense of relaxed energy. And also to stay in your own lane. No matter what anybody else does or says, it's none of their business. I know in my family, I have somebody who's constantly going through very bad periods in their life. It's just consistent all the time. And I found myself over the last couple of months, getting quite frustrated with maybe the amount of support I have to give that person because they don't really listen and they can't really take it in. And then last month, or maybe 6 weeks ago, I said, you know what, like, that's just who they are. And they can't be any different. And actually for this person, health-wise, even mentally, they can't. They have like something that would stop them mentally being able to process things the way like I would in a normal headspace. So I recognize that, look, they need X, Y, and Z support. They need this from me. And that's okay. And that they are this way and they're never really going to get it. And me getting annoyed with how they're thinking or acting is not going to change it. And I have to say, it's probably one of the most freeing things I've done in the last couple of years, because now I recognize that I have a responsibility to see this person and talk to this person X number of times a week to give energy to them. And I plan it out literally every week of what I'm going to do or how much time I'm going to give. And it's just part and parcel of my week. And actually, I don't find myself getting annoyed. I've just accepted it, because really this person can't even help it. And what it's done is taken away a massive stress of me. So I've stopped judging them. And what's interesting is the judgment I have of them, of even the stuff that's in their control, when I take their name out and put my name into it, it's all the same. Why can't they think better? Why can't they like stop procrastinating on things? Why can't they, you know, stop thinking about the past, stop being negative? And these are all things that I actually do myself. Why can't they just move on from a situation? And I'm like, there's plenty of things that I'm not moving on from. So it's just interesting. So I suppose, I hope you get a sense of freedom from doing this exercise. I really do hope you'll do the worksheet. Tomorrow we're going to have a beautiful meditation of actually visualizing ourselves, freeing ourselves of judgment, and how content we will feel after that. So I wish you a beautiful day and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.